This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the crew. Well, I hope you guys are having a great night tonight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter as well, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, it is Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Tell you what, great day in the neighborhood. Are you doing well up there today? Because it was a little nippy earlier, wasn't it? Or is it?
Every day on this side of the sod is a good day, Matt.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of
the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've had quite an interesting 24 hours in the Ukraine. First of all, the Ukrainian Navy took credit for sinking a shipload of supplies that was coming in, I guess, to the dock, and they got it dead to rights. They either hit it with a TOW missile or they might have hit it with a javelin, but you talk about a direct hit. Holy smokes.
Yeah, this is not a walk in the park for Vladimir Putin, and I think he's a little surprised by it, maybe frustrated. You know, it's definitely getting his blood pressure up. His rhetoric is getting a little more aggressive, you know, but now is the time to, you know, if you're Ukrainian, it's time to stay focused, stay steadfast to the cause, and make sure you don't make any missteps. If you are NATO and the rest of the world, you rely on your sanctions and you keep your temper, because right now the fuse is so short.
Mm-hmm.
For something that could turn into a global conflict, that we've got to be real careful about this.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is a lot of people are not aware of this, but the Ukrainian army is really quite good. They have been with us in Afghanistan for a number of years. They've also been with us in some other adventures that we were into and onto as part of the coalition, if you will. They also have 500,000 troops in their army, plus all those civilians that were issued rifles and ammunition too, probably a million of them, they're saying. So, my God, they outnumber the Russians. But wait till you hear this one. This came out yesterday. 40,000 is the total of dead, wounded, missing in action, and people that prisoners of war, 40,000 of the troops that Russia sent in there. That's a large percentage.
No, and especially in this short of a period. I mean, you're talking about almost all the casualties that we suffered in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, under, but damn close, mm-hmm. in less than a month.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. You know, but don't underestimate the determination of somebody who is dedicated to winning.
Sure.
And that's what we're seeing with the Ukrainian people. You touched on something about arming the people.
Yep.
And they did. They passed out weapons to civilians and said, you know, here you go. That's the nightmare scenario for anybody who wants to invade the United States. And China and Russia pretty much have said that in the past.
Yep.
You may be able to get onto American soil, but behind every door is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to actually tame the United States would be next to impossible simply because, aside from our military, our population is armed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when gun control people start talking about taking away people's weapons, they always stop short about thinking about the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ukraine is a perfect example of that. Look what they're doing to a country that used to be called a superpower.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have some breaking news coming out of Brussels right now. Joe Biden just promised to ship more natural gas to the European Union. United States has made that pledge, so that's to help out a new gas deal between the EU and the United States.
Well, then I guess his administration better get their stuff together and get some more LNG ports going.
Yep. Yep.
You know, let's stop screwing around with the we have to kill all fossil fuels and force green energy on everybody, and let's get with the program and utilize the natural resources that we are rich in, and natural gas is one of them.
Yep.
So he's going to have to get some liquid natural gas ports and facilities up and running.
Yep.
Better than he's doing already.
All right, hold that thought, my friend. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that he's involved in, and I'm sure you're going to like what you see, UndergroundUSA.com. We'll be right back.
The Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do
it. All righty, we are going to do it, and we'll be right back with Frank Salvato after I tell you about Moss Nissan and the Moss dealership, Nissan dealerships around the area. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, over into the West, all the way to Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me say that right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service. As a matter of fact, their goal is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss Nissan. Well over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. And clean trade-ins, oh my goodness, have they got them. They're commanding a great resale price right now, so you can take an advantage of that. Upgrade your ride now, get paid upwards to 35-37% more than what you thought it was worth back in January, because that's what's happened to the used car market. And remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship setup and store in Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Port Avenue here in Tampa, and a brand new dealership being built right now, should be open in about a month or so, right up there in Brooksville, west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. So looking forward to that and going to that and being at the grand opening and all that. And don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. They're only 40 miles north. Newport Richey, the flagship store, is only 40 miles north of Tampa. And it's just a nice little drive to go up there, and you can save thousands of dollars on your car at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us again. Frank, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well.
All right, and me too, so that makes two of us. Now, let's talk about something here. President Biden is obviously in Brussels in Belgium, and he's had a couple of press conferences, and yesterday he kind of got a little irked at a reporter that asked him a question that I guess he didn't particularly care to get. But then he turned around and he said something that bordered on, releasing classified information?
Yeah. Well, you could call it classified information. He kind of exposed the tactic that his party uses a lot, that the far left uses almost daily, but that we experience here in the United States a lot from the Democrats, and that's projection.
Mm-hmm.
When asked about Vladimir Putin and the subject of chemical, biological, and even nuclear weapons, he said something, and he was, I have to paraphrase because I don't have it directly in front of me, but he said, yes, he always accuses others of what he himself is doing.
Right. That is what he said.
And that's the classic definition for projection. And we see it every day. It's a tactic that Democrats use every day.
Correct.
I'm sure that his handlers cringed when he said it because it's an unspoken thing that they do when they call Republicans racist. When they call us xenophobic, you know, when they accuse Donald Trump of colluding with the Russians and having inappropriate relationships with foreign powers. I mean, dating all the way back to the Civil War, when you read an accurate history, Democrats were the party of racism.
Yep.
They voted against the Civil Rights Act.
Mm-hmm.
They were chief perpetrators of the Ku Klux Klan. You even had Woodrow Wilson promoting the Klan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yet they want to say Republicans are the racist party when the Republicans were an abolition party.
Mm-hmm.
And fast forward Donald Trump. The policies under the Trump administration saw the highest home ownership in minority status.
Yep.
The best economic status for minorities. And yet the Democrats say that they're the party of minorities, and their policies actually promote government dependence for these demographics.
Sure did.
You know, they want to talk about inappropriate foreign entanglements as far as ethics and borderline illegal activity is concerned. Look at Uranium One with the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Clinton Foundation and all the quid pro quo stuff that was coming in from sovereign nations. You know, I don't want to even begin with the Bidens. You've got Ukraine and Burisma. You've got Russia. You've got China. Yet they had the audacity to point to Trump and say, he's got inappropriate relationships with foreign people. He's colluding with the Russians. Whenever they're doing something, their most audacious claims against their opponents come out. That's projection. And he laid it out bare in that statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just laid it out bare. I was shocked to hear him say it. It's unspoken by Democrats and progressives, but he did it. If you want to read more about it, that's my latest article over at Underground USA. Just go to undergroundusa.com and read it. But it was stunning. It was stunning to hear those words come out of his mouth.
And that's doing nothing to help him with his popularity numbers because of the gasoline and everything else that's costing more because, after all, the revolving spindle is when gas goes up, everything goes up along with it. But wait till you hear this one, and I thought this was great. The Trump favorability rating tops every, emphasize the word every, national political figure.
You know, you can only pull the wool over people's eyes for so long. You know, people listen to your rhetoric only for so long. When your actions start to affect them daily and constantly in a negative manner, people start to pay a little bit of attention. It's sad that it has to come to this, but it's true. The policies under Donald Trump were better for Americans and better for the country all the way around than anything that Biden has done. That's why his approval rating is down to 34%. Mm-hmm. He could only wish for Jimmy Carter's approval ratings at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it's all about the policies, and people are starting to understand that. That said, I really, really, really wish that former President Trump would start talking about his policies instead of himself.
Right.
Because going forward, it's the policies that are going to matter, not the personality. It must be that way if Republicans aren't going to shoot themselves in the foot in the next election. So there's got to be a major shift. And that's why I don't necessarily agree with his decision to de-endorse the senator from Alabama,
yeah,
Mo Brooks. I just don't. Mo Brooks is correct. It's got to be about the policies,
right,
and not the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we have to start focusing on the midterms and 2024. We must. Democrats are.
Yep.
If we're going to live in the past, we're going to get killed.
Now,
so it's time to say the policies that were in place are perfect, and we need to go back to them and stop with the cult of personality.
Right. Now, I will say this, and we've said it, and we'll use a radio analogy here. This show has never been, nor will it ever be, about one individual person, myself, yourself, or anybody else that's on this show, but it is about the message that we put out there. I'm the captain, we talk about America. It's the same scenario that you just mentioned.
There is never a time when it's about an individual in the United States.
Yep.
You are either for the idea of the American dream and the great American experiment, or you're falling short of the expectations that allow us to have individualism here. When you fall into the cult of personality, you're no better than the people who sat there at Barack Obama's anointment when he had the big Greek column saying, he's the savior. No one's the savior but someone from the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
No one. It's the policies and the teams people put together and how they implement them and make them effective that count.
Yep.
When you put the person in front of the policies, that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. All righty, well, I'm going to let you go. We got to talk again on Monday. Of course, you have yourself a great weekend. And remember, coming to a movie theater near you at Christmas time in an Italian Christmas comedy, Alec Baldwin. I thought I'd finish with that one. All right, Frank, you have a great weekend. All right, I'm not kidding, folks. I am not kidding. Coming Christmas time, Alec Baldwin in an Italian Christmas comedy. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, after meeting with NATO allies Thursday, said if Russia were to use chemical weapons in Ukraine, it would trigger a response from NATO.
We would respond. We would respond if he uses it.
The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use.
The Department of Justice charged four Russian government employees Thursday for their part in two historical hacking campaigns targeting the global energy sector in 135 countries between 2012 and 2018. The cyber attacks came from Russia's Federal Security Service against the energy sector conglomerates, so says Deputy Attorney General Lisa O'Monico in a statement. She continues, Russia's state-sponsored hackers pose a serious and persistent threat to critical infrastructure, both in the United States and around the world. The European Space Agency has confirmed that it's indefinitely suspending its ExoMars rover mission with Russia's space program. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Let's Go Brandon Rally.org group. Now, let me tell you what's going on here. You want to mark your calendars for the first weekend of April in Brandon, Florida. The biggest rally of 2022, April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Stand up to tyranny, stand up to mandates, featuring the biggest names in MAGA. And by the way, you can purchase tickets at letsgobrandonrally.org, the first weekend of April in Brandon, Florida, April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The website again, letsgobrandonrally.org. That's letsgobrandonrally.org. And I will be there on April the 2nd, all day over there in Brandon at the Sheraton Tampa Brandon Hotel. Now, they have a phone number. I'll give you the number, too, for order tickets. 813-444-4800. 813-444-4800. Let's go, BrandonRally.org. Check it out, and we hope to see you there. Okay, joining us on the telephone, one of the people that will be there, Kevin Stillwagon. And good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Now, you are up bright and early. You told me that you've been a night owl before because you used to fly perfectly good airplanes across the country in the middle of the night.
I sure did, coast to coast.
The red-eye flights, right?
Yeah, I've done those. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's good. And, of course, we hear the planes going out at different hours of the night because we've got FedEx right here behind me in Tampa.
Yeah.
And I forget who the other one. Oh, UPS is there, too. And
yeah.
Prime Air, and boy, Prime Air has really gotten to be something because you never know. They've got so many planes now they're adding to the mix. It's like a very busy place back here behind me.
Yeah, that Prime Air, I think they're with Amazon, right? Is that the
Amazon
company?
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a rally. You're going to be speaking at it along with all these other people I'm looking at here. But tell us about the Let's Go Brandon rally in Brandon, Florida, April 1st through 4th.
Yeah, so 4 days. The big days are the 2nd and 3rd, Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have 18 speakers, very, very prominent speakers, some of these people, mainly circled around medical freedom and the dangers of this injection that they're trying to call a vaccine, which is technically not even a vaccine. So every speaker has their own talents, and mine is actually education. I've been in medical freedom for a very long time. When I was in college to be a chiropractor back in the 1970s, I was actually researching vaccines for a book that I intended to write on medical freedom and the dangers of vaccines. And I actually published that book in 1984. But there was a very interesting thing happened in 1984 in something called the Federal Register, which is the official journal of the federal government that contains government agency rules. And in June of 1984, it was entered into the Federal Register, and this is a quote, "Any possible doubts, whether or not well-founded, about the safety of vaccines shall not be allowed to exist." And so that's creating censorship. That's still a rule. And that's how the government is able to get away with suppressing people like me and the other speakers that are standing up against this tyranny, against how dangerous these vaccines can be when they're injected into your body. And they don't want that information getting out there. So that's why they're suppressing this stuff. That censorship, we need to bring that to an end.
Well, that's why we have the technology, American technology, that needs to be reined out and under control somehow. I don't care if they regulate it or what they do, but it's gone way overboard.
Oh, it absolutely has. Absolutely. And I understand that you have a worldwide audience. And
correct.
My thing is that we need to go global with how we're handling this. The organization that's called the WHO right now is signing treaties with 193 countries around the world, and the United States is one of them. And this treaty is designed to, in lockstep fashion, decide how the next pandemic will be handled. And it involves a system of slavery called a vaccine passport. And here's what I say. If you think being muzzled like a dog was bad with those stupid masks, just wait until you feel the tug of that vaccine passport leash around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be absolutely tyranny. We have to stop this.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you because I've heard it referred to several different times in several different ways down here in Florida and around the country. Now, folks, I am talking to Kevin Stillwagon, who is one of the speakers, will be at the Let's Go Brandon rally. Again, he just told you about April 2nd and 3rd when all 18 people will be speaking. But it starts April the 1st. It goes through April the 4th. And it's over at the Sheraton Tampa Brandon Hotel here on Palm Avenue in Tampa. Now, you can go to the website, letsgobrandonrally.org, and get tickets for that. Or you can give them a call and get more information at 813-444-4800. I will be there on the 2nd all day long, so I'll be easy to spot because I'll have my little table set up with my banner and all that sort of stuff, so I'll be able to spot where I'm at. And all I can compare this to, and this is where I met Payman, was I was at CPAC in Radio Row, and that's where he had walked up with me, as well as some of your speakers walked up to me over there.
Yeah, I've met Payman. I haven't talked to him at great length, but yeah, he's got that American Freedom Law School, I believe it's called.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's a very interesting character. He's getting out there and speaking a lot, so it'll be very interesting to hear what he has to say.
Yep, he was on my show, and that was a really good thing. We had him on along with his assistant, Kara. So the two of them were on last week. But in your particular case, is there anything that you want to emphasize that the other speakers are going to toss into the mix here that we need to know about?
Yeah, I think one of the main thrusts is going to be Dr. David Martin that's going to speak on why this injection is not a vaccine, and therefore it should be listed as a drug, and then it would have a jurisdiction under the Federal Drug Administration for any drug, which means that liability would be placed back on the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really needs to happen because they have no liability right now at all. Most people don't realize that when you get this injection, you're subjecting yourself to an experiment. None of these injections are FDA approved. There are two under the name of Comirnaty and Spikevax. Comirnaty is made by the Pfizer Corporation, and Spikevax is made by Moderna. And they technically got FDA approval, but the thing is, the product is not being made and is not available in the United States. So when you're injecting yourself with this stuff, you're the experiment until the year 2027.
Where's the product coming from?
Well, the product that's being injected into people right now is coming from manufacturing plants all over the world that are set up by both Moderna and Pfizer, but they are not the actual FDA-approved product.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are originally approved under what's called the Emergency Use Authorization.
Mm-hmm.
So none of them are FDA-approved. And people need to understand that they're subjecting themselves to an experiment that's running through the year 2027.
Mm. Well,
the only way that this thing is going to get approval is if they get it on what's called the childhood vaccine schedule. All drugs that are on that childhood vaccine schedule are not subject to any liability from the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the flu shot actually is. So even if you get the flu shot and you have a reaction to the flu shot, the manufacturer of that flu shot is not liable for your injury.
Mm.
And that's exactly where they're trying to get this these products made by Pfizer and Moderna and even Johnson & Johnson. They're trying to get them all pushed onto that childhood vaccine schedule so that they won't have any liability. And if that happens, that's when you'll see the emergency use authorization go away.
Okay. Well, Kevin, we're coming up on the end of the segment, and I just want to say thank you for calling in. Thank you for explaining all this to us, and we look forward to seeing you over there at the Let's Go Brandon Rally or events, which is going to be here April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The speakers are going to be there the 2nd and 3rd, and it's at the Sheraton Tampa Brandon Hotel on Palm Avenue in Tampa, and I'll be there on the 2nd myself. So we will see you then, my friend.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Okay, that is Kevin Stillwagon, and, of course, he is one of the participants in the Let's Go Brandon Rally event coming April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th here in Brandon, Florida. Great place to start a Let's Go Brandon Rally, huh? All righty. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with the Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, that's Jeff from Sarasota, and this is the coach, the quarterback of the Sports Zone show, which you can hear Sundays. And by the way, to find out more about them, go to the Facebook page, The Sports Zone, and you'll find out whatever you want to know about these guys. And good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America. And some very interesting news last night, Arkansas Razorbacks. Upend the Gonzaga Zags.
I'm in shock.
That report, 68. Yeah, number one seed in the land, and they get knocked off.
Yep, that would have been the last thing I would have thought of would have happened.
Yeah. Arkansas is a very physical team, Captain, and they play physical. Yeah, they got them off the game enough just to beat them, and hey, hats off to them. Also, another number one seed got knocked out, Captain, Arizona.
Well, wow.
Houston. Houston's a good team. They only lost some things this year, 32-5, but that's kind of unusual. And two number one seeds knocked out, you know, on the same night. So this tournament's turning into a lot of parity and a lot of excitement. People are enjoying it. Also, Duke, Coach K, this will be his last year, Captain. probably right there with John Wooden as the best college basketball coach, and you know, Bobby Knight right in that line of great coaches. And they still got a shot to win it all. Obviously, they beat Texas Tech yesterday. Now they're going to face Arkansas. So that's going to be one heck of a game to watch.
Yeah, that would be fitting for Duke to be in the Final Four with Coach K with his last year.
Yes, it would. I think that'd be great, you know. And don't want to forget Syracuse, Jim Mahan, the coach. Put him in that same elite class. The Cinderella story is the St. Peter is going to play for Duke at 7:09 tonight. And we shall see if the magic still continues or, you know, the slipper falls off of Cinderella tonight.
Okay, well, I got to mention some football news that came out. This is a story that came out about 12 hours ago, and it's about Deshaun Watson. A second grand jury in Texas has now declined to indict Deshaun Watson on the criminal charges that he was facing, and it looks like the saga is over, except for the civil lawsuits that might come.
Yeah. You know, now, obviously, if he loses civilly, the NFL will suspend him. But we'll see how long it takes. I'm curious to see what the NFL is going to do to him. Obviously, this is another step in the right direction for him, and the Cleveland Browns have acquired him. And we shall see, you know, what transpires tonight. So, also, speaking of football, Tariq Hill, you know, has been signed by the Miami Dolphins. They gave up a lot for him, but he is a very elite wide receiver, game breaker, game changer. And we'll see how that works out. I'm very surprised, Marquise Valdes-Scantling, captain, good wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, has signed with the Kansas City Chiefs to take over.
$30 million, that's why, $30 million.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Captain. You know, money talks. We know how that works. And now Aaron Rodgers has Alan Lazard still there, but it's kind of funny how things are kind of, you know, falling apart there in Green Bay, which I'm surprised. I thought they'd make one more run this year. And now it's going to be a lot more difficult losing two great wide receivers. I mean, one great one and one good one to keep it precisely on the money. So, yeah, a lot of things are going to happen in the NFL. The draft for the NFL will be coming here real soon. And, you know, last night in hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning lost to the Boston Bruins 3-2. So that knocked Tampa Bay down another notch in the standings in the playoff picture. But sometimes it's good, Captain, you know, get woken up, as they say nowadays, in March and April, and then you're ready for the playoffs.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is going to announce today a major policy change that he's lifting the coronavirus vaccine mandate for the performers and athletes that play on the sports teams and whatnot in New York City. In the meantime, and these are the ones that are unvaccinated, in the meantime, the EMTs, the police, and the firefighters are all still have to do that. They have to be vaccinated or they don't work.
That's interesting. You know, I don't know why we keep having these double standards. I wish it would stop, Captain. And everything in life, from sports to politics to our criminal justice system, it's things that really need to stop. We need to have some more consistency. I mean, that's what you strive for all the time. So, anyway. Don't want to forget to mention NASCAR. Should be some good racing, you know, this weekend. I like the track they're going to be racing on. You know, Circuit of Americas. This is going to be a cool race. So, anybody's into that. Basketball, obviously the playoffs are coming up in there for NBA. They're trying to turn it around a little bit there in the NBA, Captain. I hope so. Got to win the fans back. Win the people back that have supported you for so many years and, play basketball a little bit more. Talk less politics.
Yeah, we don't want to hear them yapping. We just don't want to hear it. Play the game.
That's it. And a lot of people feel that way. And you know, it's the old stay in your lane. I try to be cute after mentioning NASCAR, but there's a lot to be said for that, and I wish more people would look at that and act accordingly. So, well, Captain, just want to let the people know to please listen to me on the flagship station from 11 to 12 on Sunday. And I want to talk NFL football, and we'll get into the, obviously, NCAA basketball and some other cool things to check out. So
yep.
Please check us out on the Sports on 11 to 12 Sundays. And if I can help anybody out, Captain, with their insurance needs, and if anywhere from Medicare to Social Security, to life insurance, annuities. Give me a call. I've been doing it for 30 years. I can be of help to you. I've helped out Captain and Captain's friends. So I'll take care of you.
Yeah, and you take care of the veterans. I need to get that out there. You take care of the veterans.
Yes, I do, Captain. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm helping out the veterans with the VA benefits, too. So please, take my number down, 813-966-1052. Real easy number, 813-966-1052.
All right.
Patrick Hoffman and Captain, God bless you and have a great weekend.
All right, take care, my friend. Take care. All right, thank you. That's Patrick Hyland of the Sports Zone Insurance Quarterback. All right, get ready, folks, because we have 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa, and here we go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, let me tell you idiots in the Senate that Ms. Jackson is disqualified. She's a disgrace to the bench. She doesn't know what a woman is. She won't answer. Hey, little Dick Durbin, you and your little other Democrat friends, you're a disgrace. That lady, let me tell the 9 Supreme crooks that are on the bench, Donald Trump won in a landslide, and let me tell you, let me educate you something else about the other branch of government. When the unholy Supreme crooks make laws that go against the American people's unalienable rights, which are given from God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the God of America and all nations, whether you acknowledge him or not, okay, then you're unholy, and we the people have to rise up against your unholy actions. Hey, Joe Biden, while you're over there trying to buy your friends off with American dollars and trying to say you're going to give it to Ukraine, we just want you to know that all you idiots in the EU, when Putin comes crashing into your place, we're not lifting a finger for you. And don't think NATO's going to do anything to you either. Because Joe Biden, hey, Joe, didn't you say that Putin is a mass murderer like Hitler? He's a disgrace to Russia, and Russia's killing innocent women and children. That's what you said, right, Joe? But that's what the Lord Jesus Christ thinks about Putin and Russia and the Kremlin. Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our nation. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace, Joe.
All righty, that's Todd in Tampa. And tell him like it is, 60 seconds with Todd. And we're going to be working on something there. Ken has come up with an idea, so we're going to be working on something. And when we do, it's going to be a regular 60-second thing here. You're going to like it. It's going to be, you know, it's going to bring a big smile to your face. Okay, well, the weekend show comes tonight. I'll have a lot more for you. And then the Captain's America Third Watch is going to fold the 10 up for today. But I shall return with lots more. And let me tell you, this show's all about we the people. We the people. God bless America. Take care, and I'll see you tonight on the Weekend Edition.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.